The Indianola football team picked up a huge win over Johnston last week to keep their unblemished district record alive. Much of that win was due to the hard-fought grind on the defensive end of the ball. The Indians allowed Johnston quarterbacks to complete just 6 of 27 passes for 91 yards, 52 of which came on a single play late when the game was nearly decided. The run game didn't fare much better for the Dragons. They got 22 rushes off for 141 yards. That totaled just 230 yards of total offense. So on today's Coach's Playbook, we talk with Indianola defensive coordinator Josh Lohman about the preparation to shut down the Johnston offense.
It was a tough preparation because of the amount of motioning that they do. And so we spent a lot of time this week preparing for the different types of motion that we'll see, our checks in the secondary based off of that. And the kids did a really good job all week preparing. They were locked in meetings on Thursday and Friday before the game and went out there and really executed the game plan well.
Coach Lohman said Johnston would try to cause chaos by moving their players around, but communication was key in making the big stops.
You know, we made the adjustment for the most part in the secondary with the coverage change when they went into that motion, rolled into a cover three look for them. Then we had certain guys that were kind of like old school option football, guys that were responsible for jet sweep first and taking care of the guy in motion, but then also on the inside of it, you know, they had a really, really strong quarterback run game. And so a lot of times they would fake that motion and the quarterback would pull it and keep it on a power read. And we had the guys that, you know, were assigned to the box players that were assigned to spy the quarterback. And they did a really nice job of coming off of blocks and keeping things leveraged the correct way and did a good job with both the motion man and the quarterback run game.
The young defense's growth over the course of the season has been in leaps and bounds. Head coach Eric Kluver says that begins in the film and in the classroom.
We're playing well, and we haven't had blown assignments. I think we've tackled well. Probably most importantly, though, just we've had really good weeks of preparation, and the guys have understand the scheme. You know, they've communicated well and then have been able to go out and execute that plan. So I give the credit to Coach Lohman, our defensive coordinator, and then our players for just being able to go out and execute, you know, in a live situation. So I think that's been the key to limiting those big plays.
The game-changing play of last week's signature win was one that was born of that preparation work.
Indians are coming with the blitz. Brooks steps up in the pocket, and it's picked off at the 45. Here come the Indians. Peyton Buzel, he's got the sideline. Cuts across at the 15, touchdown. And it's a defensive touchdown for Indianola. They lead it 16-0. Peyton Buzel can't be stopped right now.
In that particular play, I think that play was made from Monday through Thursday in his preparation. And so when he saw the route combinations coming about, he jumped it. And made a nice play afterwards, taking it all the way to the end zone. And what a huge play in the ballgame that was for us. You know, it got us up 2 scores and really kind of finally made things comfortable for the first time all night.
The Indians run a 3-4 defense. Not a lot changing necessarily formation-wise from week to week, but that doesn't mean the Indians aren't adaptable to their opponent with their personnel and game plan.
One thing we really like about our scheme is that we're very multiple. And so we can line up and we can play our thing and do what we want to do against the various looks of the different offenses that we would see, motions, formations, personnel groupings, and so on. And so, you know, we kind of understand what teams are going to try to do. We have a pretty good idea of it. So, you know, we'll make our movements and line movements and blitzes, you know, to try to correspond with what we want to try to take away and make them play left-handed. And so, you know, the guys got to be disciplined. They got to understand where their gap is, where their gap's moving post-snap, if they're a dive player, quarterback player off of that. So it takes a lot of responsibility, takes a lot of reps, a lot of teaching, a lot of learning, and we're getting to the point where we're pretty good at it right now.
Overall, the Indians defense has given up just 21 total points in district play, leading them to a crucial matchup against Waukee tonight, where all that preparation work will be tested.
Waukee will be a huge challenge for us. They're as talented as any team that we faced, obviously, this year. They're traditionally one of the top teams in the state in 4A. They're diverse offensively. Again, starts with a quarterback that's played a lot of football for them and very talented kid. And, you know, as you'd expect out of a Waukee team, they're well-balanced and talented at almost every position. So, again, we're gonna need to put together a good game plan, and we're going to need to prepare the right way. And, you know, I can guarantee you we'll go out there and we'll play really, really hard and kind of let the chips where they fall.
For the preparation of the Indianola's defense, says tonight's Coach's Playbook, I'm Andrew Swadner.